Might as well just start recording.
Huh?
Yeah. I'm going to fix this up. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, fix that. Oh, no, I've done it again.
What? How can you not work that out? My 3-year-old knows how to close that lid on the water bottle.
Staying open.
Look, seriously, how hard can that be to work out?
For those of you listening on, I can't close a water bottle.
There we go.
Do
you want a medal? I'm going for my special 3-year-old to come out and show you. What's going on?
Mate, heaps. Oh, it's been a while since we've done the body.
So long. It's been...
probably 3 weeks.
Yeah, I think it's been about 3 weeks. So.
Sorry to the listeners. After episode 50, we needed to...
I think most people are happy.
Take a hiatus. Give you guys a break after 50.
Oh, yeah, so what's been happening?
Just, God, I've got a few crazy things have been happening.
Really? Good.
Yeah, so, well,
that's a good thing.
Oh, here's one for you.
Yeah.
So, I signed up to do that... I'm not sure if you saw it. Did you see that I did that Puff and Billy... running race against Puff and Billy?
That's awesome. Yeah, was it good?
Yeah, it was actually awesome.
Did you beat the train?
Nah, I didn't. But
did,
I got to
did
like...
Did you need to train to beat the train?
I think you might have had to. Is that I went in with nothing. Like, yeah. The longest I've ever run before then is nothing. And it's 13.5 k's through the hills of, if anyone knows, like, the area of, like, Belgrave and Emerald and Selby, it's hilly.
Yeah.
And it was proper savage. No, but I got through it, ran the whole time, and yeah, it was good. But, man, I was sore the next day, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, was it fun?
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah, cool.
Really good.
How many people do it?
Like 2,500.
Jesus Christ.
The whole main street of Belgrave is just full of people.
That's crazy.
It was incredible.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
I like that.
It was weird though, because like, I think, you think about it, running 13.5 k's is like stupid to think, like to think of just going out and running 13.5 k's is unheard of.
There you go.
But I think because everyone's doing it at the same time, you just go, this is what we're doing. Like, it's like a pack.
Crowd
like
mentality.
Human, yeah, it's like the human crowd mentality. Like, everyone's running. No one's stopping running. Might as well just keep going.
It's cool ass. I like that.
Yeah, it was good. So, I think what kept me going as well is there was a lot of doggos, like, on the way.
Really?
Yeah, like, heaps of people standing there with doggos, like, watching.
Really?
Oh, and I seen a guy with an S&M beanie.
Really?
Yeah, and I yelled out to him.
Speaking of S&M beanies, how good was that BMX session just
We just had a, ride on the BMXs.
I haven't ridden a BMX properly for probably 12 years. And it felt really good to get out on the bike.
And it's so much fun. I've been running flat out.
Even though my tyres have like 30 pounds in them and I'm 230 pounds. But like, it was really good.
It was awesome.
I like pedaled around like an idiot for about 20 minutes. And the inside of my arms are so sore. It's pathetic. But no, it was really fun. I think I'm going to have to actually ride the bike a bit more.
Yeah, it's good. You've got to build your bike, get it all done.
Yeah, it made me start reminiscing about when we used to ride BMX all the time. It was awesome. So, yeah. Cool. Well, guess what? This is number 51.
Is it episode 51? We start again on the way to 100.
Yeah, I know. It feels like I've completely forgotten how all this works because... it's been so long, but it's only been 3 weeks.
Yeah.
It's been a hectic 3 weeks. So.
It has.
Well, it's been...
this is Sad Party Podcast, if we didn't mention it earlier.
Yes, it is. Sad Party Podcast. It feels like it's been a hectic 3 weeks, but I haven't actually really done that much in that time. So I'm going to have a look. I'm sure I had something that I wanted to tell you that was really important and good, but I can't remember.
You mean write stuff down?
Oh!
Yes.
I just remembered why. I looked there and it reminded me. The reason that we hadn't done podcast raises is I had massive migraines for like,
oh, that's right.
For like 2 weeks
death.
Straight. Yeah, brain dead. And I hadn't been that sore for that long. It just neck pain and head pain and that sort of stuff.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I had
neck.
Yeah,
pain.
I was getting migraines because of a really sore
like
neck.
In your upper back or lower head?
The junction between lower head and upper back, the bit where most people have a neck. So, yeah. So I had no neck pain.
Yeah, you've got like cartilage in there.
It's just like, it's like, you know when you put a fifth wheeler trailer on the back of like
it's a turntable.
It's a turntable. I had massive turntable pain. And I was...
no grease on the fifth wheel.
Exactly, no grease on the fifth wheel. You know when... sometimes you're sore and you don't know why you're sore, but you know what you need to fix it. And I've been sitting there, I've been trying to lift my head up and stretch my neck, and I ended up having to get the missus to get me in...
unhitched.
I had to get unhitched. But I had to get her to get me in like a UFC headlock, and give me a big neck crank and like bend it backwards.
She put you in a guillotine.
Yeah, she was getting really weird about it. I think she thought it was real creepy, like getting me to like yank on my neck and strangle me and that sort of stuff. But then I was going to try and get her to spit on me and stuff as well, but she wouldn't do that.
You were trying to give her the Michael Hutchins technique.
Exactly. I was just trying to get all, trying to do my best llama impression. So I just had massive neck pain for ages, and I actually got this thing that worked really, really good. It's like a neck collar, like you put on when you've been in a car crash or something like that. But you inflate it and it expands vertically and it lifts up under your jaw. Like
decompresses your neck.
Yeah, decompresses your spine. It feels awesome. Well, you probably have to stack two of them on top of one another to do your neck. I had to squash one down. But at least combined, we just have two normal necks.
Yeah, that's it. We mix ours together, we'd have two normal.
But I've been doing that and just decompressing it, and it's like squashes your face up and you look like such an idiot. But it feels so good. It seriously feels awesome. But
probably it's huge, like all those like gravity boots and stuff. Where you flip upside down, like decompressing your spine.
Like anyone who listens to Rogan knows all about that stuff. Like they do those teeter inversion tables and stuff. And I think it makes so much sense, especially when you're built like a wombat. Like my neck and back is under so much more load than everyone else. It just sucks. But so I've been, since doing that, I've been like going for a run each morning and that sort of
stuff. Have you?
Yeah, just been trying to feel a bit better. Like, a run for me is just like just walking but breathing more. You breathe a lot harder when you're walking and get back.
A heavy breath walk.
But it's hard because I start work at 6, so I'm normally up for work at 5.
Wait, what time do you finish work?
4.
So you do 10-hour days every day?
Yeah, I have an hour lunch break. But I'm basically just sitting there staring at 3 computer screens all day. It's not like it's very physical. But so now I'm getting up at 4:30 and going for a run every morning for half an hour, and I feel better, but that's also then because I've started doing some exercise for the first time in ages. I feel sick. I woke up this morning coughing up heaps of phlegm and that sort of stuff. I'm like, oh, this is just
getting rid of all the good stuff.
Exactly. It's been really good. And we actually went hiking with the kids the other day. Have you ever been to 7 Acre Rock in Gembrook sort of area?
7 Acre Rock?
It's called 7 Acre Rock.
It's a fucking big rock.
Yeah, it's pretty big.
It's 7 acres of rock.
It's almost, they used to call it almost 2 hectare rock, but it doesn't sound as good. So we went there.
Is that out of Gembrook?
Yeah, like just out in the bush sort of area. And Tonnebuck State Forest.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And it's just been good just getting out and doing stuff with the family.
How good's hiking?
I actually had a lot of fun. Like walking, like I wouldn't want to walk to the shops, but hiking through the bush is fun.
Yeah.
And the boys loved it, and it was heaps of fun.
We've got one of those. We got a hike out at our joint out down our way on Phillip Island. It's called the Pinnacles. Have you ever heard of that?
I think I've heard of it. Yeah.
It makes you just think, like, how insignificant a human is. Because you go out like up this massive hill.
Yeah.
And you're looking out over Bass Strait, and then you're on like 100-meter cliff.
Yeah.
And then you're looking off the edge, and the waves are just destroying the rocks. Yeah. Like, I am just an insignificant
life form
on this planet who does not care about me whatsoever. So good.
Like, I've been flying down that way a little bit lately.
Oh, you didn't see it all?
Yeah, you see it, but because I'm flying with an instructor still, you can't really, there's a certain height you've got to be at, but once I've got my license, I want to go down there and go exploring around. It'd be awesome fun. So yeah, that should be really cool. But I almost don't even feel like doing the quiz just because we've been talking about stuff. So, feels like it's been ages.
Episode 51, the catch-up one.
51, yeah. One thing I wanted to mention, you heard about Greg Barrett?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, because Greg did Walking the Room, like, for people who don't know, Greg Barrett did Walking the Room podcast with Dave Anthony, and they're the reasons I like podcasts. I heard them, and I'm like, hey, this is really good, and they had, like, we've spoken about him a few times on this, but, Greg Barrett had prostate cancer.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's bloody terrible, but got surgery and he's all fine and that sort of stuff. But
yeah, I messaged him and he's all good. Seems to be in good spirits now. Yeah, so.
Well, he's a funny dude. So.
He's a good dude.
Awesome. Oh, well, how about we do the quiz? We'll do what we actually normally do and do the quiz.
Right. Herald Sun.
Yeah, I've got to remember how we do this.
Well, right. Generally, we ask the question, answer it wrong, whinge about it for a bit and then go on to the next one.
Complain about the Herald Sun. And I have to say, I like your hat Make American Bikes Again. Yeah. It's not a Donald Trump hat. It's actually an S&M BMX hat.
But it gives
hat.
Off the look that it's a Donald Trump hat. So people look at you funny.
People look at Mitch with his flannel top on, his neck tattoos, and the red hat. And like,
MAGA.
MAGA.
But yeah, no, it's not MAGA.
It's not MAGA. It's
S&M Bikes, MABA. Which is good. Way better.
MABA. But, okay. Number one. Oh, this quiz is from April 26th, the day after Anzac Day. So, you do anything for Anzac Day?
What did I do? I rode, actually.
Oh, there you go.
I did ride.
Yeah.
And I think Anzac Day... Anzac Day was the first day I rode my 125 after its rebirth.
You told me about that, but I haven't heard about it.
Yep. Delightful hasn't blown up yet. I've ridden it 3 times.
That's a good record for a CR125.
Yeah, they are really slow, man.
Yeah, it doesn't matter, though.
But, like, when you come off the... Like, because I got a 450 Honda.
Yeah.
Going back to a 125 off that, it's incredible how slow they are and how fast people used to go.
But it's kind of like having a V8 Commodore and then going to the go-karts. You have that much more fun at the go-karts, even though they've got 3 horsepower and they do 12 k's an hour.
And your V8 Commodore's got 14.
Yeah, exactly. But that's what a 125 is like. They're just so much fun.
Yeah, it was awesome. It's so fun to ride.
I miss
I just cringe every time I ride it. It's like, oh, it's...
I miss my 125 more than I miss certain dead relatives of mine. Like, that's how much I miss my 125.
There's heaps of dead relatives who don't care about that much.
Exactly. So anyway, that sounds like a good way to spend Anzac Day.
Yeah, it was good, man. Yeah, it was good.
That's awesome. Alright, number one.
What'd you do on Anzac Day?
I can't even remember. That was so long ago. That was 3 weeks ago. I can't remember what I did earlier today, let alone 3 weeks ago. But I remember what I did 35 years ago. My brain's weird.
35 years ago?
Yeah.
How old are you?
36.
You remember things from you were one?
Yeah.
You don't.
Yeah, I do. I remember things from when I was minus one.
I remember not being able to talk.
I remember going like this and being in the womb and... Shut up. Number one.
I remember looking through my dad's vision when I was a sparkle in his eye.
You remember going on a particular water slide?
Question one, shut up. All right. Question one.
It's getting out of hand. Have you been to Gumby World yet?
No. I've been past it a bunch.
Go there and go on the big water slide with the big thing. Oh, you're not good with heights, are you?
Or water.
Shut up. Number one. Who wrote the 1963 play Barefoot in the Park?
Who wrote the play?
Yeah. Not to be confused with the 2019 documentary Barefoot in Hampton Park.
Or the Barefoot Investor on Triple M.
Exactly.
No, I don't know. I don't know.
I have no idea. I don't really care either. Neil Simon.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say that next.
Yeah. Number two. How many people are depicted on the reverse of the Australian $2 coin?
One?
Yes. I'm sure it's one. Yep, one.
That's a trick question.
Why is that a trick question?
Well, it's always
on the reverse.
Like the back of it.
Yeah. The head side is
always
the queen.
Always.
But on the other side, it's got that Aboriginal fella. I don't know who it is. I probably should know. But yeah.
But what's on the $1 coin on the back of it?
Kangaroo. No, what's on the back of the $1 coin? I can't think.
Well, I just guess it was one. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's on the other side.
I know it's got a one.
I know the 50 cent piece has the emu and the kangaroo.
Yep.
And then
the coat of arms.
Yeah, the coat of arms.
And I don't think we need to really...
go through them all.
Welcome to Coin Party.
We discuss your favourite coins.
Hey, number three. Who was chosen to be the female host of the AFL Footy Show in 2019?
Oh, Jesus.
No, it wasn't Jesus.
No, not Jesus. I'm not like, as soon as you say it, I'll know.
I feel like Rebecca Madden. I have no idea about footy. I have no idea about that, but she seems to be the only female host.
Yeah,
of
I think it is Rebecca Madden.
Let's see. No. Nerolee Meadows.
Ah, yeah, I've heard of it.
Oh, I haven't. Number four. Eggnog is primarily consumed during which month of the year?
December?
I think December.
Christmas time.
Yeah, December. Yeah. I like eggnog. Do you like eggnog?
I prefer a kegnog.
I prefer a smegnog.
I actually really do quite enjoy eggnog.
Yeah, I think it's really good. But have you watched the Something's Burning episode? Have you watched Something's Burning? Bert Kreischer's YouTube series?
No.
It's pretty good.
There's What's one, your stand-up special?
There's one with Gary.
He's the guy that always takes his shirt off. Yeah.
Yeah. He does a cooking show, and it's called Something's Burning. And it's just the name. I'm like, yeah, it's perfect. Yeah. And he does one, and Gareth Reynolds is on it. And it's usually each episode goes for like half hour, 45 minutes. The one with Gareth goes for like an hour and a quarter, because there's just so much good stuff of him that it just goes for longer. But he was cooking eggnog, and I'm looking, and I'm like, it's so involved. To make eggnog from scratch, it's so much easier to just buy the eggnog-flavoured Big M. It's so much easier.
The what?
You've never had eggnog... egg flip, which is eggnog-flavoured.
Egg flip?
You've never had egg flip Big M.
Am I doing this again?
How can you not... Oh, God. How can you not close that bottle? How can you not understand how that water bottle closes?
No, I got it.
Oh, congratulations. Oh, you can do something that a three-year-old can do.
Oh, my God. What happened to my brain?
Anyway... Egg flip Big M. You've never had that?
No.
It's called egg flip Big M. It's basically eggnog, but in a Big M carton. It's awesome.
Flipped Big W.
Yeah. Big W flip. Yeah. Big.
No, small W.
W Gib. All right. So, anyway, eggnog. To number five. If you don't get this one, I'm going to stab you with this pen. The maple leaf is featured on the national flag of which country?
One with their heads split apart.
Yeah. Beady little eyes and flip-top heads. Yeah. Canada.
And the land of Saddam Hussein.
Maple syrup's not the good one. Yeah, you can tell I'm hungry.
It's a food, coin and food podcast.
Exactly. Coin party. Number six. Who served as Prime Minister of Australia from 1991 to 1996?
91 to 96?
Yeah.
Keating?
I think it was Paul Keating. I'm sure it was. Yeah, Paul Keating.
Paul Kiju.
Let us go. Number seven. I'll have what she's having is a famous quote from which classic 1989 movie?
What was the chicks getting finger blasted in the restaurant?
I think you've watched a different movie. She's pretending she's not actually getting blasted. How could the term blasted? As soon as I said it, I'm like, I feel like I'm in high school again.
Speaking of, actually, speaking of, like, just dumb innuendo.
You mean innuendo?
Yeah, something like that. Dude, I was working, I was out with the boys working.
Yeah.
And one of the guys has a radio, he put his phone on.
Yeah.
And he was playing the Bloodhound Gang. Remember them?
I love Bloodhound Gang.
Dude, I forgot how good they are.
Bloodhound Gang is one of
the... They use the term gut locker in a song.
Yeah.
How epic is that?
And they in that same song they refer to it as a squish bitten. And dunk my swizzle rod in your ham wallet. It's just so wrong. The whole song is about innuendo.
And dude piston. Dude piston. So
they seriously so good.
Oh man. Oh, I forgot awesome. How good they were.
Anyway.
Sorry.
I'll have what she's having is a famous quote from which classic 1989 movie?
Sleepless in Seattle.
Close, but not.
Awake in Seattle.
Yes. No, When Harry Met Sally.
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen it.
It's actually a good
Apparently
movie.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah. It's got the short, one-eyed, green guy from Monsters, Inc. He's in it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Number eight. True or false? Mark Viduka was the first person to win the Johnny Warren medal 2 times. I don't know who Mark Viduka is or
true,
Johnny Warren.
True, he's a soccer player. The best soccer
player. Yeah, I'm glad I don't know. True. Very good.
Did you say it was true?
No, I didn't, but I marked you down as... I gave you a no, but you were correct. Number nine.
Did you even guess? You didn't even guess.
I'm not going to guess that. I don't really care. Number nine. Benito Mussolini was executed in which country?
Indonesia?
No.
Italy?
Italy, yeah. He was the, he was sort of, Italy was, he was almost like dictator of Italy, and that was around the time of the whole Hitler-Germany thing, and my granddad sort of escaped getting involved in that war in Italy and that sort of stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, he was like, right in amongst
it. Smoke bombed it, gave the old Irish goodbye.
He was like 18 during World War II.
Bad time to be alive.
Yeah, bad time to be a teenager and a teenage male in Italy in World War II.
Yeah, not ideal.
Yeah, so I'm sure it's Italy. Yeah, Italy. Number 10. What are the two closest officially recognised dwarf planets to the sun?
Mercury and Venus?
Are they classed as dwarf planets? The rocky planets? But
they're not big like a Jupiter or a Neptune.
Yeah, but I know they're called, because there's the rocky planets and the gaseous planets, the gassy planets.
Dwarf planets.
Dwarf planets. I would have thought Pluto...
Pluto isn't a planet, though.
But I think they're
called... Have you seen the Rick and Morty episode where they go to, where,
I love Rick and
What's
Morty.
The dad's name? Steve? No. What is the dad's name?
Oh, I can't think of the dad... Stan? It's not Stan.
What is his name?
Sam? Steve? Sally?
Steve? Is it Steve? No, Larry.
I said Larry at the same time.
Is it Larry?
It's not Larry. It's... Why don't we both say Larry?
Oh my god. Jerry.
Jerry. Jerry. Yeah,
Jerry.
Yeah.
Jerry. Jerry. Yeah. How he's like, nah, Rick can't do your science experiment. Because Morty had to do a science experiment for school.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, I'll do it. I'll do it for you. And then he ends up trying to put Pluto on this solar system diagram.
Yeah.
And then Morty's like, Pluto isn't a planet. And he's like, yes, it is. Anyway, he ends up going to Pluto to the Plutonians. And he's like going around saying it's a planet. This, that, and the other.
It's good. I love Rick and Morty so much.
Goes on a tangent.
Well, as far as dwarf planets goes, I would have thought Mercury and...
Venus,
yeah. I would have thought Mercury and Venus. But are they? I don't think they're called dwarf planets.
I don't think they're any dwarfier than Pluto, any other planet.
Pluto, and then there's that other rocky one.
That's, planet X.
No, I don't know. Let's have a look. Yeah, Ceres and Pluto. Ceres is that other rocky one that's further out.
Oh, they changed it. It's not Planet X anymore.
Yeah, it's pretty much. So, no, I didn't guess that.
No.
Number 11. Charlie Whiting is best remembered for his involvement in which sporting organisation? I would think fishing, being Charlie Whiting.
That would be awesome. It's a very ironic name. Charlie Whiting's in the NRL.
Is he?
Yeah.
Okay. No, FIA Formula 1.
Damn.
Number 12. What is the second largest island of Australia after Tasmania? Second largest island.
French island?
Maybe. Large. Yeah. What would be Kangaroo Island in South Australia? Or Fraser Island?
Oh, Fraser
Island. Fraser Island's the largest sand island, but largest island, I reckon you might be right with French Island.
Do you reckon? No, I think it's not that big. But it's a whole bay.
French Island's pretty big.
It's a whole Western Port Bay. Kylie Minogue lives there.
What?
I don't know if she doesn't.
You live near there.
I can't see her house.
You can swim to French Island from your
house. If I wasn't so scared of water, I want to go on a boat and go explore it.
Yeah.
Can you actually go there or not?
Maybe one burnt down half of French Island in the 80s.
Really?
Oh, probably early 90s, yeah. When he was young, because he used to sail, my mate Bruiser, he used to sail a bit when he was like 8, 9 years old. He sailed over there and made a fire and he burnt like a massive chunk of French Island in like the early 90s. Got in trouble for it, of course.
I'd imagine so.
Yeah. But we should go there. Because it's from your house, it's not far.
No, I could...
Just push your van and float across. No, my dad used to work on French Island. He used to... he used to leave his boat at Coronella.
What's it like?
Not much there. The houses are cheap on there. I've looked at houses on there. Because it's just...
How do you get to and fro?
Boat. You go from Coronella.
To and fro.
From Coronella, you can almost spit to French Island.
Like, yeah.
It's really close. From your joint, it wouldn't be that far.
No, I can full see it. It's not.
Yeah, that's awesome. Second largest island, I'm going French Island. Oh, Melville Island. Didn't think of that.
Never heard of it.
That's off the coast of Darwin.
That's why.
My uncle used to work there. Why does all my relatives work on islands? Maybe they're all illegal. It's all illegal. So anyway, that's the whole quiz.
No papers here?
We got five. I got one.
Five's pretty good.
Three, four, five, six.
Not that good.
Five's pretty good, but six is better.
Yeah, six is one better. Yeah,
well, that was fun.
That was alright.
We did quite well, considering being out of the swing of things for a little while.
Yeah, it's probably, I think it's, you get a bit like refreshed by being away from you for a bit.
Yes. A refreshing glass of water. Yeah, I didn't have to look at your stupid head for 3 weeks. It's been really good. I think what was good was the fact we got to go have a ride earlier.
Yeah, that was awesome. That was really
good. I need to ride my BMX more.
Definitely.
Clint Miller, if you listen to this, I need a new BMX. Send me one. Cheers.
A bloody oath.
There's no reason
send
at all.
Send him a bloody oath.
There's no reason at all for him to send me one, but cheers.
Give us one, man.
Yeah, cool. All right, well...
Did you see they re-released the bloody oath? Were you around when the bloody oath...
Nick was Richardson? I around when...
No, well, you were old. Like,
Richo used to
This is 09.
Yeah, when they came down to Melbourne, that's when I was still living with the folks when I was younger, and Nick Richardson and Gutler and that sort of stuff used to crash at our house and sleep under our pool table.
Really?
Yeah, 100% serious.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, Richo's a champion. But so they've re-released the Bloody Oath, haven't they?
Yeah.
That's good.
Which is pretty cool. And bars.
Nick Richardson still gets on a BMX every now and again. Yeah, he still gets on a BMX every now and again and absolutely kills it.
Dude, that was so big.
Yeah.
Especially in 09.
Yeah, like swinging off a clothesline. It was huge.
And they're like, because it's perfect tens were out.
Yeah.
But because the Bloody Oath had a smaller, like, smaller box on the bars.
Yeah.
Dude, that looked huge.
I know, it's just massive.
Yeah.
I don't know how they didn't bend more. They seemed to be pretty strong.
They were fine.
Yeah. Oh, well, anyway, let's stop talking about handlebars. So, this has been Sad Party. Have you got anything...
Yeah, Mitch 2020 at PSDUnderwear.com.
Oh, that's right.
Save money, get jocks. Save,
what was it, 25% off
jocks?
Yeah,
25% off.
Yeah, so you buy jocks and one leg's missing. Perfect.
No, that's 50% off.
No, like, not the whole leg.
Okay, your leg.
Leg, left ass, right ass.
And front.
You have a front? I don't have a front.
So that's 25% off.
PSDUnderwear.com.au. But, I don't know, send us an email, sadpartypodcast@gmail.com. The only emails I've got is people saying, do more podcasts. That's the only emails I've got lately.
Yeah, so, why don't you send us more abuse?
Yeah, I know.
We don't get anywhere near enough abuse.
I'm putting this out there. Whoever sends us the most abusive email will win a prize. I'll find what the prize is. I don't know if you can see from there. Oh, you can't see my unicycle up there. I might give that to whoever sends the most abusive message. Hi, I entered a competition. I abused people and they gave me a bicycle with one wheel.
Imagine trying to tell me misses that. Oh, what? Why is this fucking unicycle dropped up in the mail?
How come someone just sent you a dusty unicycle with flat tyre?
With a post-it note that says, fuck you.
Exactly. All right, well, unicycles.